Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. President Donald Trump signed his One Big Beautiful Bill into law on Friday. Democratic Senator Mary Kunish of New Brighton says as a former SNAP recipient, she's been dreading this day.
If I was a single mom in my mid-30s, going to college on the weekends, working full-time, the fact that the changes to the SNAP program just are so dismissive of what the real human challenges are for people in this day and age.
Kunish says schools will have to start looking at areas where they can trim, like summer programs, recruitment, and English language learning classes. She believes low-performing schools will be hit the hardest, causing future closures. The state capitol is closed for normal legislative business, but the House Fraud Prevention Committee will be asking questions to the Human Services Department tomorrow morning. Republican Chair Kristen Robbins says they'll be looking into Medicaid eligibility and how to prevent fraud.
We found in a multitude of programs, whether it's housing stabilization services, sober homes, autism centers, in a variety of areas, Minnesotans are not getting the services they need. So we need to figure this out.
Robbins says with federal cuts to Medicaid payments, it's even more important to stop fraud to protect every dollar for Minnesotans. Minnesotans will be able to actively refuse opioids from their health care providers under a new law. Steve Rumler, Hope Network Executive Director Alicia House, says she's seen plenty of examples in her line of work why something like this was needed.
They're thinking themselves, you know, what if this was something I was in recovery for? What if this was something I didn't want? And just to so frivolously give it or offer it was really concerning, especially in this day and age where we know that we've been combating an opioid crisis for decades.
70% of overdose deaths in Minnesota in 2023 involved at least one opioid. And the Twins are off today and open a 3-game series with the Chicago Cubs tomorrow night at Target Field. The Twins lost the finale to the Rays 7-5 in 10 innings Sunday, but took 2 of 3 from Tampa Bay over the weekend. Simeon Woods Richardson is scheduled to start the series opener against the Cubs. This is MNN. The Minnesota Department of Ag is recalling Ruck's Meat ready-to-eat sausage for a possible listeria contamination. Products that tested positive for the illness during routine sampling include Ruck's cheese, Polish sausage, and Tollefson family pork in packages that are no sugar added, homestyle wieners, smoked Polish sausages with cheddar cheese, and homestyle wieners. DNR officials say a proposal to reduce the walleye possession limit on Minnesota lakes has been in the works for 10 years. Regional Fisheries Manager Brian Nurbin says it has a lot of support.
So the most recent survey found that about half the anglers said we should reduce it to 4, and only about a third of people said we should keep it at 6, and the rest kind of said, I could go either way.
If approved, the new regulation won't take effect until the 2027 open water season. And the Minnesota Timberwolves have re-signed a forward, Joe Ingles. Terms of the new deal were not announced per team policy. Ingles has spent 11 years in the NBA with 4 different teams. Last year with the Wolves, Ingles appeared in 19 games with 1 start.